Item 1, from the Milwaukee Police Department, submitting quarterly reports on the use of the ShotSpotter system to respond to and investigate firearm crimes in and near county parks within the city of Milwaukee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Welcome, Officer Balazar.
Good morning, committee, and excuse me, Mr. Chairman. My name is David Salazar. I'm a captain with the Milwaukee Police Department.
I can't read.
Sorry?
I couldn't read. I mispronounced
it. Oh, that's all right. I'm a captain with the Milwaukee Police Department and the commanding officer of the Intelligence Fusion Center, which administers the ShotSpotter program for our department. And I'm just here to give you a quarterly update on the progress of the program. I trust that you received the written update a few weeks ago. So I'll just briefly review that and then give you the updates that have occurred since then. We've been back and forth testifying in Madison between the Assembly as well as the Senate. The Senate most recently voted to approve the bill on April 1st. My last update as of yesterday was that the bill is scheduled to be signed at our Technical Communications Division Friday morning by the governor. I believe several members of the county have been invited to that as well. Excuse me. We are currently in the process of deciding where it's going to be deployed. What I can tell you about the deployment is that it will expand both the north and south side operations. I don't want to specifically get into particular areas because we don't want to have the displacement of crime occur for tactical reasons. We have recently instituted a 21-day analysis report, which is for tactical deployments that's pushed out to the field. We found that to be extremely effective, and that we've also had some preliminary meetings with other district commanders that are going to be brought into the fold with the expansion and how we're going to manage that from a commander and from a tactical point of view. We're also doing some upgrades to squad computers to allow for the immediate we're installing an application that allows the immediate alert to go to the officers for the areas that are going to be expanded to. So we're kind of got that long-term solution. The schedule for the implementation is approximately 90 days. However, because we are already an existing customer, we believe that to actually be between 70 and 90 days, which would put us approximately mid-June to early July for actual total implementation for both systems. The city wants to say thank you very much to the county board, the county taxpayers, as well as the state for the funding that's been pledged thus far, and that we will put it to good use. If there's any questions, I'll be ready to answer those.
Very good. Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Were you going to schedule this again maybe 6 months from now for an update?
I believe the budget had it as a quarterly update.
Very good. So. Thank you. And I guess what I'd like, and I know that we have some of the upper echelon from the Sheriff's Department, and obviously not looking for reaction right now, but maybe the next time we have this update, I would like to know how the Sheriff's Department is working and reacting to this program. Okay. Obviously, he and his staff are very, very critical in this community. His input, their input is important, and I'd like to have this committee updated on that, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other questions from committee? I did have one question related to coverage area. I know you don't want to talk specifics about what this expansion will cover, but is the long-term plan to cover the entire city, or are you covering the area where 80% of the shots activity are? Or?
Basically, the way that we've historically determined where we put this system is based upon violent crime data that is based, which is firearm-based violence. So in saying that and not giving away too many things, we don't believe that it is necessary to cover the entire city. We've initially chosen to cover the most active area for gun violence, and now that there's kind of a second tier of that area that we're expanding to right now. There are some other areas within the city we'd like to expand it to, but I don't believe it would be a good use of taxpayer funds to expand it to the entire city. just because the data would not support it. If the data were to support that later on, then we'd change our opinion, but we base our opinion based upon the data that we have.
And then are there areas of, well, without being too specific, I presume that there may be areas where it overlaps the suburb or a portion of the coverage overlaps the suburb. Is that communicated to those police departments?
There are areas that are close to adjoining agencies, and we have a really good communication system with the other agencies right now. Historically, we have. Basically, if we have some type of incident that occurs within a close proximity of a jurisdiction, we basically information share with them. And even when we get to, like, the post-investigation part, there's a lot of time of blended response. So that's, we would just handle that as business as usual. There's no specific system. It's just the way we work.
Okay. Thank you. All right. It's an informational report. No action is necessary. I appreciate your coming in and giving us an update. Looks like we have a busy next 90 days.
Hopefully. Absolutely.
Get it in place for July 4th. All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate and thank it. You again for your support.
You're welcome.
Item 2.